Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, fiduciary, and the founder here at Crystal Clear Finances. And we're spending the month of February making sure that you're positioned, that you have the information needed if you choose to implement it so that you're ready for 2022. We have talked about this month the importance of understanding what the economists are saying. And hey, here's a heads up. It may be bumpy this year. We may finally have that 10% pullback, which we need to have. So there'll be some opportunity to buy some stocks, hopefully on sale. The key is to be able to walk through this, be working with your financial advisor. Make sure you've got money outside the market so you sleep good at night. Make sure that you have the proper thought process to say, you know what? Trees don't always grow to the sky. Stocks don't always go up, up, up. They eventually, and they need to, go through the cycle of coming down. And that's part of what we're expecting for 2022. And hopefully, you're working with an advisor that can walk you through that process. Now, this month, what we've also done is we've spent some time to really talk about the fact that there are some expenses in life. There's ways in life that you are losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily, because it's really not how much money that you're making, it's how much money you can keep. And when you don't realize that there are holes in your bucket, holes in your pocket, you just work harder and harder, but it keeps going through. We believe, why don't you just plug the holes? Let's learn how to keep that money in there. That way, even if it's only a trickle, you'll be able to grow that money. Because remember, the reason why we work the jobs that we do and we create the wealth that we have is we need to store money up for opportunities that come along in life so that then we can take advantage of those opportunities. And sometimes the opportunity is being able to retire early. But we need to make sure that your resources are in place. And so we've talked about some mindsets, some belief changes that needed to happen. A lot of people are quickly paying off everything when they don't realize that you should hold on to your money. You should be in control of your money instead of giving up that control to banks and credit card companies and everybody else who wants a piece of you. It's your money. You've worked hard for it, and it should be working hard for you just as well. Well, today what I want to do is finish up the month, and I want to talk about your income. I want to talk about taxes, because that's a big deal this year. I hope that taxes would stay low, but if we hear about capital gains taxes and all the other changes they're proposing, this is something we need to deal with. And a lot of times, here's what happens, is individuals think this doesn't relate to them. So I think you're going to find this program very interesting when you begin to realize that whether your income that you have is common or uncommon. And that's the question I would ask. Do you think you have common income or uncommon income? And that's what we're going to focus on today. And here's a way that you can begin looking at it. I want you to think that if you were to be in the top 25, let's say top 50% in our nation for the adjusted gross income, how much do you think that would be to be in that amount? Well, a lot of times people say, well, if I was in the top 50%, I would definitely be making at least $75,000. And to be in the top 25% in this nation, I would think at least $125,000. To be in the top 10% in this nation, a lot of times people will say, well, then that would be $500,000. And if you were in the top 5% of this nation, how much do you think that you would make? Well, based on what people are telling me, $750,000. And most people will tell me, if you're in the top 1% in the nation, you must be making a couple million. Now, let's put that in perspective, because this is based upon the IRS, and their latest tells us that if you make more than $43,614, then you are in the top 50% of the nation. Did you realize that? Think about that. That means anyone above that amount, you're the top 50%. Maybe it doesn't feel like it, but you are. The top 25%, if you make $87,000, $80,044 to be exact, you're in the top 25% in this nation. Top 10% would be if you make more than $151,935, you're in the top 10%. Now, this is according to the IRS. This is what they're saying the top 10% is. The top 5%, wait for it. If you make more than $217,913, you are considered in the top 5% of this nation. And to be in the top 1%, if you make more than $540,009, you are in the top 1% in this nation. Now, why is that important that you know, besides the fact that, wow, most people don't know that? Is because if you think that what you have is just common income, then you'll go around and you will listen to common advice and think that it applies to you. But when you begin to realize, wait a minute, I'm in the top 10% of this whole country, that means that there's probably some rules, regulations, guidelines, insight, wisdom, counsel that would apply to you that is uncommon to the rest of the 90% that aren't there. And when you listen on talk radio and different things, when they give generic advice, it's usually for the 90%, not for the top 10. And when you begin to see where you fall within the parameters, you need to understand that your advice that you receive needs to change as well. We want to be working with individuals that know how to give the advice that are relevant to your income level. If you're making more than $500,000 a year, you need specific advice because you're in the top 1% of our nation. What do you need to be doing specifically? Now, let me just add to that, because this is where taxes come in. Not only do you need uncommon advice for how you should be investing, how you should be positioning yourself, but there needs to be uncommon, specified expertise when it comes to giving tax advice when you're in the top 1%, because guess what? You're paying 40% of the taxes of this country. I wish those of you who are on radio could see what everyone who was on YouTube is viewing right now, because you can see, wow, they're rich. The top 1% pays 40%. So people will say the top 1% don't pay anything, but in reality, they are paying a portion. What about the top 5%? Now, I want to explain what you're seeing there. It says they're paying 60%, and you might be saying, how can you pay 60% if the top 1% is paying 40%? No, it's added together. 5% of this nation and above, those who are in the top 5%, pay 60%. Now, I'm going to pause here for a moment. Most people say, good, if you're making more than $200,000, then you're rich, you can afford to pay the taxes. But we must understand, which I'm going to show during our program today, right on the screen so that you can see it, is that with a stroke of the pen, the government can redefine what rich is, and you can be redefined as rich immediately, and that changes your taxes. So let's look at the top 10%. So again, I'm going to remind you what the amounts are. If you make more than $151,000 adjusted gross income, you are in the top 10% in our nation, and you are helping to be responsible for 71% of the taxes. So that means the other 90%, anyone who's making less than $150,000 is carrying less than 30% of the tax burden. Now let's go top 25%. If you make more than $87,000, anyone who makes more than $87,000, you're in the top 25% of this country in AGI, you're paying almost 87 together, you know, all the top 25, 87% of the taxes in this country. And I'm going to do one more. If you make more than $43,614, you are in the top 50% bracket, and that means you are helping to pay 97.06% of taxes in this country is paid by the top 50% in our country. Knowing this, helps you understand why it is so crucial that when they start talking about capital gains tax, when they start talking about increasing taxes, they're not talking about it for the people that are making less than $43,000. If you've made more than $43,000, they're talking about you. And knowing that is why we need to have the uncommon income. That's why we need to make sure when we have uncommon income that we're getting uncommon advice. Huge change right there in helping people see that. So I'm just going to, for those who are listening by radio, I'm just going to repeat that again. If you're in the top 50%, that means you've made $43,614 of adjusted gross income, and you are part of that lucky class that is going to pay over 97% of the taxes in this country. That is why it's so important that we pay attention to what is going on when it comes to taxes. Now, what I'm going to do is I want to go over the tax history, and those of you, again, joining us on YouTube, you can see this online, is I want to show you the federal tax brackets. And I know we're getting tired of hearing this. I'm getting tired of saying it, but I know that where the taxes are going, we've got to be aware of it. Because most people will work with their 401k and their goal, 9 times out of 10, is to say, Crystal, I want to get my 401k to a million. I've heard that so many times. And I say, well, what happens at a million? Well, at a million, I figured out how much I need to live on, and I'll be able to live on as long as I have that million. What they're not taking into account is what we just talked about, is that if you have more than $43,000, you're going to help participate in paying 97% of what the taxes are. So let me give you an example of that. Just based on where taxes were as of last year, I'm just putting it to last year's numbers, we can see that if you were to withdraw your 401k, that's $1 million that you're so excited, you literally get to keep $630,000 of that, and the government gets to keep the $370,000. That changes your retirement picture, because you were counting on being able to have this full $1 million amount. But what we have to understand, that's not yours. And with a click of a pen, they can change what the tax brackets are. In fact, let me just go back here and talk about the tax thresholds, because a lot of times that is overlooked. And when we look back at the thresholds, basically, how many of you remember that song, Deep and Wide, right? Deep and Wide. All right, I won't even sing it for you, but there is a song. And what happens is the government says, oh, I want to make the tax rate so high, like they have, right? They just said, if you make more than $43,000, then you and everyone above that is responsible for 97% of the taxes. When they determine that's not enough, then they make it wide. And they change what the top 50% is. But right now, there's really not much room left. There's only, 3% that's being paid by the first 50% in our country. 50% and above are carrying all the rest. When they need more money, they raise the thresholds. They deepen them. They widen them. Let me give you an example of what you see online. If we go back to 1941, we can see, and we've talked about this before, but hopefully this is bringing it back into perspective. Back then, when you wanted to be in the top 1%, well, you had to make $5 million, right? And so people said, oh, well, they are rich. They should be taxed. And they did. They taxed it at 81%. But then when they realized, wait a minute, we need more money, they redefined the very next year what rich would look like and said, you made $200,000, now you can be taxed at 88%. So when you hear talk about taxes increasing, they're serious. They have the ability with a stroke of a pen to change things. So let's talk about this a little bit. What do we do? It can feel kind of helpless to know that I'm responsible to help pay 97% of the taxes of the full country, that as interest rates and inflation go up, they're going to need more and more money, and they're going to continue to increase taxes, or they could. What do we do? we begin to take our resources and put them into vehicles that they're not allowed to tax. See, a moment ago, I showed on the YouTube screen about how they can tax our 401ks. Most people aren't realizing that that could be something where instead of it just being a third goes to the government, it could go 50% to the government or two thirds go to the government. They have the ability because in the 401k, you've agreed to take the tax cut now in order to be able to pay taxes in the future. And we need to be careful of that. So what vehicles can we use in order to be able to save from taxes? Well, when we look at the yellow tank, right, we've talked about our personal economic model and we talk a lot at Crystal Clear Finances about the PEM. When we look over here in our investments, the 401k is one that everybody looks at. And they think that's the answer, but hopefully you can see by this red line moving that I don't believe that's an answer because the government can change it. So what's our other option? We can begin using a Roth. A Roth is a way that you can pay your taxes today, even though it feels difficult. Paying it today so that when you are in retirement and you no longer have money coming in, you can turn the valve and you can begin to have a tax-free income stream coming from your Roth. Now, does that mean because you're using a Roth that there are limited investment choices that you have? No. You pretty much have the same investment choices in a Roth that you would in an IRA, a 401k. You can put stocks and bonds and funds and all kinds of things inside of a Roth. The Roth is simply a bucket that says, hey, I'm going to pay my taxes now, but then in the future, when I pull the money out, I don't want to pay taxes on it. Now, here's the little caveat there. With a Roth, if you're 50 years old, then you can put $7,000 in. But if you're under the age of 50, you can only put $6,000 in a year. Now think about that. How much can you really do? Yes, I still think you should do the full $6,000, the $7,000, talk to your advisors. But that's not really much when you look at the scope of trying to save for retirement. That's why what a lot of individuals will do is they'll build up their 401k at work, right? Get it nice and big. Then they'll roll it over to an IRA. And from that IRA, they'll pay taxes on it and push it into the Roth. Kind of like skipping rocks on a lake, right? You're gonna go from a 401k into an IRA and from an IRA into the Roth. And then that final jump, you pay the taxes. Wouldn't you know they're trying to stop us from being able to make that final jump? They don't want people to be able to convert their IRA into a Roth and pay the taxes now. They want everyone to keep that money right there in that taxable account so that when they raise the taxes, they can get as much as possible. This is why one of the things that we need to be doing is sitting down with our financial advisor and saying, wait a minute, I've got an IRA. I need to get it converted before they won't give me this choice anymore. Yes, that means that you'll have to pay the taxes on it now. And hey, who knows? Maybe when you actually do retirement, maybe taxes will be lower. I don't think so, but you never know. So there is a chance with it, but we have to understand if where everyone's headed is this direction, if taxes have continually to increase, being able to take advantage of converting your IRA to your Roth is a key area. The Roth is the only vehicle in the investment realm that I know of that's completely state and federal tax free. Some of them say, oh, you don't have to pay federal tax. And others say you don't have to pay state tax. But a Roth, you don't have to because you've already paid it. It's something to begin sitting down with a financial advisor and saying, I need to look at that. The other tax-free vehicle that you want to look at is over in the green tank side. And that deals with life insurance. Now, I know, I wish it wasn't life insurance either. I wish it could just be a savings account. But the truth of the matter is, there is none that I know of that type of savings account that's out there that will allow you to grow money tax-free. a life insurance vehicle, what it does, since the death benefit is tax-free, that means the chassis, the inner workings, for a better way to say it, are tax-free. So we literally can put money into it and not have to worry about what the government does about taxes, not have to worry about what the market does if the market goes up and down. Actually, having the life insurance allows you to be able to have death benefit and allows you to have tax cash value in there that's tax-free. These are the only two vehicles that I know of that allow you to be completely tax-free. If we're living in an age where you now have uncommon income, you're probably in the top 50, 25, 10, 5, maybe you're in the top 1%. You need to have uncommon advice in regards to your uncommon income. And part of that advice needs to include tax planning, not just writing a check, this is how much you have to do, but creative ways that say, listen, what can I legally do to pay the least amount of taxes possible? These are strategies that your financial advisor should be sitting down and talking with you. I know that they're strategies that we're sitting down with our clients and talking about. We're talking about charitable remainder trust, being able to take highly valued stock and put it into a charity and get a deduction from it and be able to have an income stream that comes off of that. And then at your passing, yes, it can bless a charity. We can look at CRATs and CRUTs and all kinds of different tools that are out there that as a certified financial planner, we're going to use those strategies to help you. But being aware that no matter where you are on the income spectrum, if you are above $43,000, then you're going to help pay 97% of the taxes in this country. And there are things that we need to do. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more crystal clear finances.
Have you ever spoiled a child? Oh, the tears and tantrums of when they don't get their own way. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. The government has spoiled the economy with free money, free rent. They ignored inflation, unemployment, and the debt that continues to climb. Until now. As they are tightening monetary policy, the market is responding by throwing a tantrum. Understanding some of the causes behind market fluctuation can bring peace and the ability to let the market cry itself out. For more insight into the market volatility and how to position your retirement resources, call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision.
I want to talk briefly before we close about capital gains and understanding how taxable accounts work. I know there's a lot of talk about it in the news and people say, I don't think that really applies to me. But understand, if you're putting money into an account that's not for retirement, it gets taxed every year. Now, when you do it in a local bank and it makes point nothing, then you're getting taxed on point nothing, so you don't even feel it. It's just bloop, not even worried about it. But if you put it into an account that actually grows for you, then you do feel it. In fact, let me go ahead and pull this up on our screen right here. And we're gonna talk about taxable accounts because taxable accounts get taxed every year on the growth or the capital gains or the dividends that it generates. Here's how it works. Contributions come in. Usually you have a paycheck, right? And you've got that money that's come into your house and you've paid your taxes on it. And then with the remainder, you put it in either a bank account, you put it into a brokerage account, something to cause that to grow. And then what happens is interest starts growing inside it, as long as it's not in your local bank getting point nothing. What happens is every year when it's tax time, there is taxes that need to be paid on it. Now, what happens is you have one of two ways that you can pay it. You can either put money in a taxable account, it grows, and then you have to pay taxes, and then it shrinks back down. And then it grows, and the next year you pay taxes on it, and it shrinks back down. But each year, because you're not paying taxes, and it's hopefully not eating all the gains, it grows over time. But it does reduce the compounding, and it does reduce the account balance. So what happens is most people will decide to pay the taxes out of current lifestyle. Here's where the problem begins. Because they're talking about, well, initially they said that they wanted to do 40%, the tax 40% on capital gains. So if you, whatever you made, they wanted to take almost half of it. If people are going to take that out of their lifestyle, what does that do to your income coming in? It takes it away. So now people are saying, I can't afford to take it out of lifestyle. And they begin reducing their accounts. When they begin reducing their accounts, they become discouraged and say, hey, I've been putting the money in this account. Now all that happens is I have to pay taxes on it. I don't want to pay taxes on it. So I think what I'm going to do is instead of having this taxable account, maybe what I'll do is just put more into my 401k and I'll put it that way. And that feels so much better. I didn't have to pay taxes on it. Nope, not until you go to pull that money out. So could it be that by raising capital gains, they may be forcing people to stop putting it in taxable accounts and pushing it all over so that it goes into 401k accounts? Why would they do that? Perhaps unless the fact that they can raise the taxes on the 401k accounts and be able to take more money out of it that way, and they can legally do it, whereas there's much more pushback on the taxable accounts. Understanding what account you are choosing to put your money in is crucial. If you don't realize that you're using a taxable account and they pass the capital gains and it's 40, or let's say that they go to 30, it's still more than we should have to pay. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm putting in an account and I'm thinking long term. Did you know that a lot of mutual funds that you put your money in, they don't think long term? That the investment managers inside of them buy and sell and flip the entire account by at least 1, 2, 3 times a year. What does that do to you, the investor? What that does is it triggers capital gains. It triggers any type of taxes that are associated with it. And that is why at the end of a year, you can have capital gains tax and you can say, but I didn't see my account go up, because if they bought something and then sold it and then offset it with something else, you still have to pay taxes even though you chose to do nothing. This is why sitting down with a financial advisor and talking to them and saying, I need help. I need to know how to position my money so that I can grow the best way possible for me and I don't have to worry about the taxes consuming it. This is why we want to sit down and understand, what are you in? 401k, 403b, IRA, a Roth? Are you in life insurance? Are you in a taxable account? Are you in a TOD account? What are you in? We can sit down together, and I would encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Let's sit down and review what you have. First thing we're going to do, let's see where you are. Top 50%, 25%, 10%, 5%, top 1%. What investment advice and what tax advice do you need so that you can meet the goals that you have? What tax advice and planning needs to be put in place for your uncommon income? Well, I'm looking at the clock and realizing yet once again, we're at the end of our time together. I want to invite you, as I said, give us a call, 518-433-7181. Set up a time where we can sit down and schedule a free initial consultation for you. And then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.